You may have heard of the tester functionality in SSMA for SQL Server on-prem, but did you know we recently released a new version which allows you to use the tester in an easier way and supports targets like Azure SQL Database and Azure SQL Managed Instance? Learn more in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, we're going to be talking about validating your migrated objects with SSMA. And I've brought some very awesome guests on today, Alexandra and Zhao, members of the Azure SQL product group. Alexandra, can you kick us off by telling us a little bit about what you do?
Sure, Anna. Thanks for having us. My name is Alexandra Seorta, and I'm a program manager in Azure SQL, helping customer transition from other relational database system to Azure SQL and SQL on-prem.
Awesome, thanks. Happy to have you here again. This is the second episode. In the past episode, we talked about SSMA. So definitely you're gonna wanna watch that episode before watching this one. And today we also have Zhao with us. Zhao, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hello, everyone. My name is Xiao. I'm a software engineer, and I have been working in Microsoft for about 5 years. What I have been working on is an amazing tool called SSMA, which is short for SQL Server Migration Assistant. It helps the user to automate the data migration from foreign platforms to SQL Server. Building and supporting this tool is a fun and challenging task. I do enjoy working in the team.
Awesome. We're happy to have you here. And it seems like we really have the right people on the call today to talk about SSMA. And Alexandra, for those of our viewers that didn't watch the SSMA overview, which we will put a link to in the description so you can check it out, but can you just give us an overview of why SSMA is, you know, such an important tool and kind of maybe a summary of what we talked about in the last episode?
Sure, Anna. Under the SQL Server Migration Assistant umbrella, we actually have 5 tools that would support and automate migration and data movement from DB2, Oracle, MySQL, Sybase ASC, and access to Azure SQL or SQL on-prem. We've covered in the previous video the steps that you'd need to do from conversion to data movement, but we didn't look into the post-validation tasks. And since we've just released SSMA 8.19, I think we are just in time to review those features and make them public for our users.
Awesome. I would love to learn more about these capabilities. SSMA seems like an awesome tool. Got to see it in the last episode. But I'm curious, you know, once we migrate our data and our objects, how do we test them and can we do that using SSMA?
Well, that is the question of the day. Before we had a functionality in the tool, it was called tester. We still call it tester. We didn't change that, don't worry. But was basically available just for conversions targeting SQL on-prem. And the reason behind it is that in the setup process, we had to deploy some databases and some objects that would be valid just for SQL on-prem. We always try to improve this experience for our customer and offer as many features as we can. So we've sit down and developed a piece of code that would allow you to have the tester functionality for both Azure SQL DB and SQL MI. And on top of that, we've also improved the setup experience. So right now you don't need any extensions or anything else to be deployed by yourself on the SQL Server side.
Awesome, cool. And so today we're gonna get to look at how that works.
Yes, and Xiao is going to walk us through the validation journey and show us what you can do in the new version of SSMA.
Great.
Sure. Yeah, from the previous video, you should have an idea how to migrate your databases using SSMA. Once the migration completes, the first thing you may be wondering is that how to validate data and objects. Now I will do a demo of this cool feature in SSMA called the tester. Basically, tester is a component in SSMA. It helps the user to verify that the converted objects work the same way and that the data was transferred properly. So let me share my screen. Here is the SSMA project, which is from Oracle to Azure SQL Database. I have already converted all the objects and transferred the data. Everything is good to go. How to validate the data transfer is the first demo I will show. We pick one table, it's called regions. We can check on the Oracle side, run this query. It contains four rows. And we can do the same on the SQL Server side, run the query. It contains four rows too. This is a pretty simple example, but imagine some table may contain millions or billions of rows, which is impossible for you to compare row by row manually. Thus, we need to use this tester tool to help you automatically validate the tables. First, we can go to the tester. We create a test cases. And here we can add a new test case, provide the test case name as test table. We go next. Here from the tree, we select the tables we want to validate as regions. We go next. This view is for the affected tables. As this table is just a simple table, there's no affected objects. We can go next directly. This is the order of course. We go next. This view is the overview of the test case. Everything looks good. We finish. So a test case is created. Then what we need to do is just run the test case. From here, you provide credential on the source side. Hit connect and do the same on target side. Then it will run the test case on both source and target and compare the data. We can check the reports here. It shows everything is success. We can do the detail. It shows result sets are fully equal. This is for the test case on table level so that we can compare the transferred data. And also, how about the objects from the Oracle side migrated to the SQL Server side? We can do another demo on procedure. Let's check a procedure called add region. From the content, you can just see that this procedure is pretty simple. Just insert a new row to the regions table, and we convert it. Similar on the SQL Server side. One thing you need to mention that if we want to test this procedure, we need to inject a few test data into the table, into the regions table. How do we roll back this tested data after the test case run completes? There's another cool feature that we need to utilize, which is called backup management. So before doing the test on this procedure, we can do a backup on the source table. From here, you can select the tables as region, and then we do backup. Similarly, we do the same on the target side. Select the regions table, and we do a backup. In this case, the original data will be stored. No matter whatever test data we injected from the procedure, we can roll back to the original data. So the production table will not be changed. After that, we can create a new test case. Add test case, name it as test procedure. We go next. From this view, we choose the procedure that we want to test, add region. From here, you can change the call values. We provide that as 5, region name as Oceanic. Yeah, we're good to go. And then we go next. From here, as this procedure call, we will insert a value into the regions table. So the regions table should be selected. There are some other properties that we can change. For this one, comparison mode, currently it is changes only, which means it only compares the data injected to the table. We can also do the full mode, which will compare all the data from the table. Let's do this mode first. This is the order of calls. We just call this procedure once. So just there's only one here. We go next. This is overview. We go finish and run this test case. Provide credential on source. Do the same on target.
So while this is running, and it looks like it'll be running really fast, but this is really interesting to me because one, it seems like the test cases are super easy to set up. It's super easy to set all these things up. And two, it seems like the test cases you're creating are being saved. So you could use those test cases again, potentially. And so I guess a question I have is, can you use these test cases, say, for other projects or other things that you're doing? And are the results saved somewhere after you do this?
Yes, this all the test cases you created will be saved along with your SSMA project. If you want to share the test case with other projects, you can just copy over the test case folder to the to another project folder. Then it will be loaded from there. Yeah, after the test case for the procedure done, we can do a report and check the results. It shows the result sets are fully equal. And also we can compare from the Oracle and the SQL Server side. We run this query again. And you can see one row is inserted here. And we can do the same thing on the SQL Server side. You can see a new row is also inserted here. And if this procedure works good, we can roll back the tables that we just changed. We go to the tester from the Oracle side. We do restore. It already has recognized there's a backup on this table. We check state. It shows this one is ready to do the restore, and we do the restore. And also doing the same on the SQL Server side. We check the state of this one. It shows tables differ from the backup version, and we do restore. Okay, we can verify the data on Oracle side. It looks like the data is got rollback, and we do the same on the SQL Server side.
Cool.
The data is got rollback too. Yeah.
This is really interesting because you didn't have to restore the whole database or back up the whole database. So it can be a quick operation. Is that valid to say?
Yeah. You just need to back up all the tables, affected tables in advance, and then you can restore all the tables that you changed.
Awesome. Cool. Well, this has been a really interesting demo. I really enjoyed learning more about SSMA and this validation. It seems really easy to use, and it's nice that you can store the results and you can reuse your test cases. We're going to provide some links to learn more in the description, so we hope you'll go try it out and give us some feedback because this is a relatively new capability. If you like this video, please like this video, leave us a comment, subscribe to our channel, and we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.